Hello everybody, Brian here, quantlabs.net. Tonight is November 23rd. We are looking at our shop. We got a Black Friday all week long video or a promotion going on. Check it out, get everything for a really, well, not a low price, but a good price if you can do it. So let's look at the cointracking.info. Cryptocurrency. Just want to show you overall October 10th. Our account, let's say $1,900, has peaked all the way up to $4,700 in 5-6 weeks. So that's typical. If you know what you're doing, cryptocurrency trading, they're more making way more money, but they won't show you how they do it online. So this is my own account. This is to show you crypto is way better than any other instrument class, which I'm going to show you here. Just mainstream stuff, okay? Now, just to show you what's been going on today, if you go over to financeyahoo.com, and I don't show these kind of videos as much as I used to, just due to the fact that... you can see all the red there. These are all futures since it's overnight. Gold is up quite a bit earlier today. Oil, we'll see all of these. I mean, Forex is all over the place. And then of course, crypto has been down. You can see there negative whatever it is on Bitcoin, -1 and negative barely negative on the crypto 200, and it's very mixed, but let's check it out. So here we start with Australia, New Zealand. It's always Australia is always on top. I don't know why, but I just want to give you big picture. So this one can do well, Australia, New Zealand, that combination. But again, monthly chart. This is typical patterns. We'll get whatever pair you want, with a few exceptions which I've shown in the past. So we'll peak in this case 2011, drops and then goes flat. So this is crypto. So this is Forex overall, month to month, if you were to hold this coin, this pair. Okay, let's show another one. Canada, Japan, monthly view. Okay. This was not so bad. It's got a little bit, but we're going from $75, okay, or 75 yen, sorry. That would be back in, let's say, March 29, 2020, and that rises, okay? But if I was to look at the monthly view, you can see it's pretty well range bound since that drop off. But this is a very similar pattern. Now this one is different. This is easy money. This is like easy way to make money, being on the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. It's had a really good rally. It's dropped back, but it'll probably pull up and start to continue. This will not last forever. This is all courtesy of the Fed, okay? How do I know that? Again, monthly view, check it out. It's been steady ever since 2009, and look at that rally performance between the start here of 2003 to 2008. We knew about the financial crisis. Since then, it's been steadily going up. That's all, again, courtesy of the Fed increasing the US dollar and the economy. Easy money, liquidating it. People that have money, a lot of money, invest in the markets, and voila, it just accelerates. So this is just another representation of the Great Divide. I could probably say the same thing about the S&P 500, okay? But let me just show you again. Let me go back. Well, I can show you here. So if I look at the monthly view here of the S&P 500, so we're going from $1,000, roughly, I don't know, 2010, so we get a 4-time return, roughly, 4.67. at 4,600 with the S&P 500. Question is, will this last forever? Okay. When you add on national debt, you get panics, and then the reserve, Federal Reserve will just, if you saw the debt curve of national debt, this is in line. Okay. So if you're struggling at a low-income job, most likely you're not benefiting from this. Here's another pair, Forex, of a big one. The UK pound, the British pound, against the US dollar. You can see this pair, these parabolic moves is great to be on that side, but they're not very much. 1.34 to 1.38 is not a lot of return, unless you do crazy, crazy, crazy leverage. But yet again, you do a monthly view. Look at it, it's the same pattern as what I've shown you before. US Japanese yen, gone flat, one monthly view. This one, to me, you know, you're only going from 80 to 120 over the last 15 years, let's say. All right, so gold is an exception lately, okay? Since here around November 3rd, 2175 all the way up to 2350. But look, this is gold in Canadian dollar. Okay, so it's gone up $200. That's a 10% move for gold. That is pretty impressive in a very short period of time. But look what's happening. It's dropping back and pulling back now from 2350 to 2275. But again, look at the monthly view. It looks kind of impressive, but again, when you have that liquidity of the Federal Reserve, in this case, I don't know, Bank of Canada, but it's all the same, drops back and goes flat, you're not making money. And as I said, if you looked at my overall crypto performance over the last just 2 years, this is what we've been getting, okay? This is why I focus on crypto. This is why you should be focused on crypto. Let's say put everything all in there. Look at this. That's a return, $200 to $8,000 in a span of 2 years. And again, since October 10th, we can see our performance has picked up. So continuing along, we got golden euro, same kind of return. Now, this is the one we need to watch just for the markets. Just overall global economy is the gold-silver ratio. This is really, really, really important. But right now it's stable and there's no spikes going on. Okay, so you can see it's declined from a high of in October, dropped back and gone flat. That's okay. But again, monthly view. Here's our virus, dropped back, but it's moving up. So if you go all the way back to 2011, it's going up. Okay, that's the risk of leverage that is moving up. And we are, if you factor in the crazy peaks of the financial crisis in 2008, you can see how high it went. Okay, up to here, 77.05. So we're pretty close and probably broke through it in December 2015. Drop back, pull back, but it's still trending up. So this is where it was stable up until 2008. Spikes up, drops back, fine, but it just steadily increases. Again, that's because of the Federal Reserve just adding on more debt. So at some point, this will pop. It'll pop just like what you see in the pandemic. Okay? Spike in the pandemic, like here. Or here in the financial crisis. It's just a matter of what will the catalyst be for this to spike. Personally, the way we're going, we're looking at some kind of conflict. If it's domestic or conflict with an Asian country. I'll leave it at that because I'm going to be censored by you know who. And continuing along, now we're getting to silver. Silver's hitting the same pattern as the Canadian dollar. Or gold, I'm sorry, in the Canadian dollar. You can see it's been spiking up, which is good. But question is, when I learned this stuff, we weren't supposed to have gold go up. It go, like traditionally, gold only goes up when the markets are dropping, and they're supposed to move indirectly of each other. But now we have markets go up, stock markets go up, and so is gold. That's broken. That's very, very disjointed. And I believe a lot of that has to do with the amount of leverage in the market, and more importantly, the level of risk out there being taken, and a variety of other reasons where, I hate to say, a lot of the trading desks and the big banks and hedge funds are just getting complacent. So again, we're just lining ourselves up for some big calamity. Could be virus related, I don't know. So let's look at the Swiss franc. This used to be the safe currency to hide out in. So you can see it's been trending up and dropping back. Again, this is silver in Swiss franc. Look at the monthly though. So you can see here back in 2011, spiked up, drops back, and starting to spike again. A little bit, not as much, but that's the franc. Euro, silver, same pattern. Monthly view, same, pretty close. Okay, so you think that like places like in Hong Kong or Japan would be any different? They're pretty well the same, right? So if you look at this, very similar globally. I could probably show you in US, very similar patterns. Even in New Zealand, same pattern, it's going up. So, or Singapore, monthly view. Very, very similar across the board. Now, here's another market in Australia, of all places. Australia 200, trending up since October 6th. I do believe it has something to do with the lockdown, but I just got word that Germany may go into lockdown. Austria just went into lockdown. So, this will affect everything. But you can see here, the overall economy on this monthly view of the Australia 200, the virus hits, drops back, and it just inflates again because of the central bank flooding the market. It's like this pre-planned agenda worldwide being controlled by one entity. But I'll show you some coin pairs that are totally don't move like this, okay? So these are excellent scores, and these are using harmonic scans. So Euro, Hong Kong, again, interesting combination of overall high level picture here. Monthly view, boom, look at it, just declines, it peaks, and then it does go into this choppy swing mode, but it's steadily declining. That's in Hong Kong. New Zealand may be a little better, and honestly, it's the same. It's the same what I've shown you with other pairs. Germany, 10-year bond, you would think this is a good place to hide out when things, they're not. A lot of the treasuries and bonds are not that great, but out of all of them, probably Germany is supposed to be the more pristine one, but it is moving up, and that's again because of risk. Now this one's a surprise. This is a positive example. You can see here we have India 50 market moving up, and it declined. So it peaked here October 17th, but it's been in decline. Now again, but this is a cool thing. Look at it. Very high performing for with the Indian, I guess, central bank. Similar pattern, but who would think this is accelerating? India looks good. We got Netherlands, probably one of the better performers out of Europe. But again, similar story, okay? But once this dries up and they're talking about tapering over the next year, I do believe this will drop back because it's all dependent upon the liquidity and the printing of these central banks, specifically in the U.S. Everyone globally will follow what the U.S. does. So we've seen a lot of these coins here, or pairs. We've seen the S&P. Now we drop back from excellent to very good. So let's look at oil. Did I talk about oil? So this is supposed to be inflation now. Inflation. Okay? So I don't think inflation will stay here long. I'm listening to my Bloomberg, and it's not, they confirm this. So here, the inflation started around right here, May 10th, 2020, when things started to open up, and it's dropping back. So this should drop back and take away the pressures. But with food, agriculture, I can show you that there is no form of inflation. That's all hooey what they're telling you, but it's more logistics that's driving up the cost. It's more importing at the ports in Long Island, LA, and wherever else. So it's a similar story across the board. I'm showing you a lot of this. Did I look at China? Maybe China's still coming up. But looking for anything unique here. Here we go, China. So here's China. So September, or since October 6th, has been very flat. But look at it again on our monthly view. This one's not as good as the other markets. We had a nice spike here. Outperformed a lot of the other global indices back in, let's say, 2015. It is spiking up, but it's going through a lot of choppiness to get there. I wouldn't hold it because of that. I probably have a heart attack pill or having a heart attack because of this. Not a good way to really rely on certainty in your investments long term. Euro and USD. Here it's again in decline. We've seen this before a million times over. Look at it. Did peak here March 2008, and it's been decline or starting to go flat. Flat's okay, but there's no growth. We need to find other sources to get returns on. So again, here's Japan. It is slight rally. Again, it's not much to be tying up money in. It is increasing long term, but again, the Federal Reserve's going to taper, so don't expect this to continue. And if these viruses and whatever, lockdowns, continues, I don't think we can sit here and say, yeah, it'll continue to move up. So when you look at Singapore, it's flat. Probably October 19th since then. Monthly view, going nowhere. Sorry. So a lot of these are not great. Australian US dollar. Okay. I don't know. I can show you another factor that's very important. Is the U.S. debt clock. A lot of people may not know this. This is how bad the U.S. is in, okay? Whatever you read, it's a joke, okay? So we want the USA debt clock. So I'm going to say it's in real time. This is the shocking thing people don't understand about the U.S. and about what's going on at the government level. Here is your U.S. national debt, $28 trillion. I don't know if it includes the latest at $1 trillion. They wanted to add potentially $7, $8 trillion, okay, and push this through $30 trillion, okay? This is crazy. And they know, they know you will not be able to escape this to just write a check to pay this off. I don't know if they were jokingly saying, oh, why don't we mint these platinum $1 trillion coins to reduce this? This is how, without logic, but at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. What I do want to show you is this. This is so important. No matter what political side you're on, U.S. population, 332 million. Look how many people we have that are paying tax. 125 million. So if you have roughly only one third of the population paying the tax for a country of 332 million people, no matter what you throw at it, no matter what you throw at it, will not get you out of this financial mess. That's why they're talking about, you know what, the great blah, blah, blah. Okay, and look at the median income of an American. $35,000, okay? So, who's paying the tax to support this, right? So, that's what boggles my mind, okay? Unfunded debt interest, okay, right now, that's how much you're paying out. $3.4 trillion. If you looked at, let's say, the entire budget of the military, this is going to be the biggest program paying out of the U.S., debt, okay? This is going to be the largest program out of the total U.S. budget spent at a federal level, okay? You cannot escape this. These are numbers that do not lie, okay? So, overall, it's not a good situation. When you look at, I believe, I can't remember where you find it, taxes, total taxes collected. Let's see. It's just what's being talked about in the U.S. government and all the different levels. It just blows my friggin' mind. At the end of the day, I'm trying to find out total tax collected. It's nowhere close. The U.S. government has been running at deficits for pretty well decades. Want to know more? Go to usdebtclock.org. Okay, continuing along here. In this, there is no escape. I hate saying this. So, what was I going to show you? Okay, let's talk about agriculture. Okay, here is monthly view again, and this does not lie. You can see here in January 2020, we had, yes, inflation kick in. $8 to $16. But wait, that was up until April of this year, and it's dropped back. That's soybean. Then we have sugar. Slight rally here. Okay. And it's flattened out over the last few months. So yes, there was a price increase from March last year, 2020, up until, August 2021. And now it's flattened out. Let's look at the 2 week. Dropped back and kind of swinging back up. But the inflation is not a real concern, or shouldn't be, based upon just two examples of this. One other major thing I want people to take away is, how is the US dollar being used globally? We're talking US dollar. Before I forget, let me show you a couple of other countries doing very well. Turkey, let me think here, Euro, is it Lira? Okay, I want to show you Turkey. Turkey's doing incredibly well. Let's see if I can find it. Any of the currencies in Turkish Lira? Forget the symbol name. Euro. Let's see if I can find an example here. Okay, right here. Turkish Lira. This is it. So, Euro, Turkish Lira. Okay, so I was saying about other countries are doing very well. Check out this. Now, this is going back all the way out to 2013. That's the currency of Euro in Turkish Lira. And look at it spike. This is your best performer out there, from, let's say, $4 to now $12, or sorry, 12 Turkish Lira, okay? That is spiking, and why is that? Well, it's because of a safe haven. This is your safe haven right here. So you may ask, well, how is the South African Rand doing? Let me just see here. Okay, so I'll do another search here. Euro, I think it was SAR. I don't do this as much as I'd like to. Oh, I remember. Euro, ZAR. Okay, so that's the South African Rand. So again, monthly view. It's really rough, but it's trending up. Again, we've looked at, let's say the Euro, US dollar. So even South Africa is doing better than all these Western countries. Why, and tell me, why again do you want to live in this, basically a dying economy, a dying currency, okay? Which means your dollar that you earn today will be lower next week, next month, based upon these trends since 2008, 2009, okay? But yet we have, even South Africa is outperforming. But for sure, Turkey is doing really good, especially the lira. Now, let's check out some other ones I have access to. And that's why I'm kind of not, I would never trade on Wanda, but this is pretty shocking. So if we put in USD Thai Baht, how's Thailand doing? This one I watch. Been very flat and whatnot. Fine. Another one that has been doing fairly well, that's not part of the EU, is Hungary. So if I look up EU HUF, look at that. It's performing pretty good. Not as strong as Turkey, but still it's doing pretty good. That's Hungary. And it's not part of the European Union. So again, these are doing very well. And again, do I stop there? Of course not. Look at India. India is doing really good. Look at that. But all the economy, the stock markets are doing fairly well worldwide. But if you ask me, okay, those are the three that are really doing well. But if we didn't have crypto, these are what I'd be looking at. One last thing I want to talk, I haven't looked at in a while, is Saudi Arabia. Let me just see if we can find it. Because I can do Saudi. No. I don't know. Let's see if I can find it in US dollar. No. Anyways, I'm not going to worry about it. But I do know you used to be able to find the Saudi in there somewhere. But I'm not going to worry about it. But I just want to show you that Turkey, surprisingly, look at in the last month, it's really taken off. And that's due to the fact somebody's seeing something going on in the West. Panic is setting in. So they're sinking money into Turkey in a huge way. And again, we're talking a return of about 4.16 all the way up to 13 for a currency. Okay, Turkey, somewhat the Rand, it is trending up better than the rest of them, but Hungary's doing okay too. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Now again, remember, this is what's going on with the U.S., okay? These are your investments. This is your future. Your dollar's not going to perform as well as I indicated, and that's why people are putting money into crypto, and you're seeing talk now of how crypto could threaten the financial system that was put out by even scary Hillary, right? So, yeah, I'm just trying to educate you that the numbers of charts don't lie. And I'm not going to get too deep into the political, but this is really important to know because something's brewing, something's dangerous in the water. You need to know about it. Here you are. And I've talked about this a few times. I'm going to stop, so don't forget. Don't forget. We're running out of time on what to do. And the only thing I've seen what we can do about it is via crypto. So here's my performer. You can see that third-party verified cointracking.info. If you're not interested in what I do, you can get on my email list at quantlabs.net/contact or get on my chat server as well, quantlabs.info for that. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching and have a good day.